Last Call Electric, this is Josh Wood. How can I help you?
Hi, Josh. Josh, this is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. Happy Monday. How's your day going?
It's pretty good. And I'm sorry I missed your call earlier. I was just a little bit busy.
That's okay. Is this a better time?
This is definitely a better time.
Oh, good. Good, good. Now, I know that we kind of went over a lot towards the very end of the day on Friday. Did you have any questions for me before we get this set up for you?
No, I didn't actually have many questions. From what I can see, that you seem to realize that getting the Google listing working is the most important thing. And then after that, getting me some more
phone calls,
leads and clients is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, getting you more jobs. I mean, that's the ultimate goal here. And then I think I did get all the information that I need. I mean, we are going to be promoting this existing phone number, the phone number that we're speaking on right now.
Yes.
Correct? Okay, perfect. And the 618 Running Brook Drive, that's not an address that you want customers to know about, right? Nobody comes to you.
Nobody comes to me. And my wife would love if people didn't know where I actually live.
Yeah, and Google feels the same way. I mean, Google doesn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your front door any more than you would, and especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, the next step here would be to take a look at what we call our client interview calendar, and it's exactly like it sounds. We will have one of our technicians give you a call to kind of, ask you more about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but it only realistically takes about, 40 minutes. And then the one thing that I would have to do here, and this is because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we are reducing the cost of the service itself. Now, the voice verification is recorded, Josh, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it, however, before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Would that be fair?
Okay, so it takes a half an hour, 40 minutes?
No, not this part. No, this takes about three or 5 minutes.
I was like, wow, that's a lot of talking.
You would get bored. But no, our follow-up call, our technician will call you just to kind of verify information that I have. And that helps us to accurately promote your business, you know, make sure that we're branding you the way you want the public to see. That part of the call does take about a half an hour or so. This is only about 3 or 5 minutes. I can certainly get through it as quickly as I can without being rude, but do feel free to stop me at any point in time if you have any questions. And then, of course, the website that we are promoting is lastcallelectricllc.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I do have the voice verification pulled up, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Wood, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Last Call Electric.
And the LLC as well?
I don't think that's actually necessary.
I agree. If anyone asks me, I always say leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC. So we're just going to promote that as Last Call Electric. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Joshua Wood, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Wood, as the owner of Last Call Electric, Joshua, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is month to month. And then, Mr. Wood, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Josh, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. To put it this way, it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Mr. Wood. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do well with the service. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, the Facebook ads are included. This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, Monday, the 24th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $548.00. Of course, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 24th of the month at the further reduced rate of exactly $249.00. And that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So again, it means it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. Mr. Wood, it is, in fact, an exact amount, which means no taxes, no fees, there's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. Now, it is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service, meaning it is offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. In fact, if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Josh, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Wood, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Josh, for that initial investment, how did you want to take care of that, sir? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
It will be Visa. And give me one second. I got to go grab my wallet.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
How's your day been?
I'm sorry?
How's your day been?
Oh, it's been okay. I mean, it's been busy. I mean, it almost always is on Monday.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Yeah, it is a good thing. I definitely think that's a good thing.
Being busy at work is always a good thing.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I agree. On this particular card, is it your name on the business card? Is it Josh, Joshua, any middle initial?
It will be... let me check real quick, but I'm pretty sure it's Joshua R. Wood.
R.
But I have to check. R. Wood, yes. Joshua R. Wood.
Perfect. And then you said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. I am ready. It is 4042 2700.
Okay.
0199.
Yes, sir.
5449.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
10/26.
10 of 2026. And the last three digits on the back of the card?
080.
080. So I've got 080080. I've got October or 10 of 2026 for the expiration date. And then, Mr. Wood, was the card itself 4042 2700 0199 5449?
Yes.
And does that fill up the home address?
Yes, it does.
So it's 618 Running Brook Drive, and of course that's 37 8871. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
All right, give me 1 second.
No problem.
Find a piece of paper.
Absolutely. And a pen that writes.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, so the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. Mr. Wood, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or the next business day if they get the email either after hours or very late in the day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, of course, you'll get all of that information by way of email in about a minute. He'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there is going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about, like I said, 30, maybe 40 minutes. We could actually do, if it does work out, be not 4 o'clock, but there's a 5 o'clock and a 6 o'clock available today. Tomorrow's calendar is a lot more wide open, but would either five
or Wednesday?
Wednesday, yeah. Wednesday we could
do. Yeah, Wednesday would work for me.
Okay, so we could do as early as 10 a.m. or as late as 6 p.m. The one exception is 3 p.m. when that department takes a late lunch. Did you want something kind of mid-morning, early afternoon, or very late in the day?
Let's go for 1 p.m.
1, okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. Again, it is a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. At noon, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 1, and I'm also in a minute or so here going to send you a calendar invite. That invite is not something you need to respond to. It's just for your records, but it's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. If I do happen to be in between phone calls, and I'll try to be, if I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you right at or a couple of minutes after 1 o'clock on Wednesday, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. If I'm on a phone call already, if I'm still on a long call, or if I get an inbound call, I might not be able to say that quick hello, but they will take good care of you no matter what. I did want to add just a little bit of extra protection here for you on your account, a little bit of extra security, just a security question. In fact, when our technician calls you, they would need to know both the answer and the question, and of course, they'll know my name as well, which is Paul Gordon. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Last Call Electric, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to that security question, and especially like a week or so from now when you're online and we're wanting your phone to ring and we, of course, want it to be be potential customers. If you start getting phone calls from anyone that is not a potential customer, again, they would need to know my name and the answer and the question unprompted. If they can't provide that information to you, it's not us, and don't entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you at any time and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, they wouldn't know that information because that definitely wouldn't be us. So again, just politely let me go. The voice verification is already recorded, already attached to your account, and it is clearly...
Yes, I have gotten emails.
Okay, clearly stating it bills once a month on the 24th for the 249 exactly. Now, real quick, let me get the security question on file here. Your options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's see. City I was born in.
City you were born in, and what is the answer?
Oakland, California.
Oakland. I got to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then you said that you did receive the automated email. Let me refresh my system.
And the text message.
Okay, gotcha. And our system also sent you the welcome email. You don't need to see that right now. It does have your login credentials. Your client dashboard is not yet active, but your login credentials are on there. You'll get in a day or two, or actually after we do your client interview, you'll receive a notification through email and text that your tracking system is active. You can try it any time, but you might get an error message saying that we're still trying to set things up. Now, the other one, action needed for Google verification. Now, this might help us expedite the process of getting your listing unsuspended. And it doesn't have to be everything on here, but, of course, anything you can send our way will help us to say, hey, you know, this is a legitimate business. He's working with us. We need to get his listing back up and going. So any tools and equipment, your work vehicle, business card, insurance, anything like that. The one that I did want you to see, though, is the other one, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So click on the click here. And you can scroll through this if you like. I don't want to take up too much of your time. Google, those obviously going to be our main focus. You know, it's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will choose Bing over Google. We want you to get those phone calls, too. So we'll mirror the content on Bing. Of course, it's not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's all the destinations necessary to be on that first page. There is a custom website included in this package at no additional cost. So if your website's going to be down for more than a week or so, please let us know. It takes us about 5 or 7 days to put a website together for you. It would be up and running as a placeholder as long as you need it to. Again, there's no cost for that. And, of course, we are doing the Facebook ads as well. You'll see the long line. Below it, there's a couple of boxes. We want you to click them both. One that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. The other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So click on that one. The longer box with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you'd click and either type in Joshua R. Wood. Case sensitive, you can copy and paste it. That's fine. Just be careful to not copy a space before or after. It is case sensitive, so the J, R, and W are capitalized. And no period after the middle initial of R. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field. But once you've got an exact match of your name, click the orangish colored longer box. It says confirm signature.
Which is, I'm having a little issue because it's actually not showing up at the bottom. It won't scroll up.
I was just about to say, if you are on your smartphone, you'll need to turn it sideways with your portrait mode not locked so that we'll flip into landscape mode. And then it will pop up high enough for you to do that.
All right. I am confirming my signature. Now I'm getting this weird splash. All right. That's the local splash. I get it.
Perfect. And you don't have to go that next step. Our system is trying to prompt you to log into your tracking system. Our system thinks your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point. But like I said, in the next day or so, you're going to get confirmation that your tracking system is active. You do have your welcome email. That does have your login credentials on there. You can change the password at any time, but you cannot change the username. It is in our system the same way, but it is obviously designed to be easy for you to remember and, of course, easy for us to access and associate with your account. That is why it is your phone number. The error code's included, but it's just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the 865-304-7533. In any correspondence to the support email, please do include that phone number or username. Again, that makes it easy for us to access the information and send it over to the right department. It's really the only email that you need. We might, in the client interview, give you photos at Local Splash, PHOTOS. You can always email the photos team directly. But anything and everything can go to the support email. We'll take care of the rest. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I do want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing. Of course, getting that listing unsuspended, getting more eyes on your website, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Oh, you do prefer Josh, right, not Joshua? Or does it matter?
Yeah, generally nobody ever calls me Joshua. That's a you're in trouble name.
Gotcha. That's what I thought. And everything was sent out to Joshua R. because that's how it's listed on billing. But I've got it in the notes here that you do prefer Joshua. We will refer to you as such when we call you. But other than that, I appreciate your time. You take care. We'll be talking to you on Wednesday. You have a great rest of the day, sir.
You too. Have a great day.
Thank you, Josh. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.